More than half of all new cars sold in the United States are sport utility vehicles with big gas-guzzling engines. As gas prices soar, Mike Drabant feels the pinch in his wallet. He drives a 1999 Nissan Pathfinder SUV, which he bought used in 2001.
I love the car, but it's not the most fuel efficient.
Can you give me an idea of what you put into this car every week?
I fill it up about once a week, and it's usually about $35 or so.
Now that you have this car, what's it going to take for you to switch, or do you consider switching?
I do, yes. Probably my next car will most likely not be an SUV, and will be something more fuel efficient, because I'm looking to move into the city, and so gas is even more expensive, and you don't get as good a gas mileage in the city, so that's something that's even more of a concern.
Anna Marie Trotman lives in Pennsylvania, close to the New Jersey border. She drives a mid-sized 1989 Honda and plans her trips so she can buy gas in New Jersey because it's cheaper there.
I usually fill it up. Recently it's been in New Jersey. Cost me $27 to fill it up.
Now, what is it going to take for you to switch to a more fuel-efficient vehicle?
The next car.
A lot of Americans feel the same way, according to a new survey released by the Civil Society Institute. The poll finds that high gasoline prices and increasing dependence on Middle East oil are the biggest factors behind the growing interest in more fuel-efficient vehicles. Graham Huber is an analyst for Opinion Research Corporation, the group that produced the poll.
2 out of 3 Americans agree that it is patriotic to buy a fuel-efficient vehicle that uses less gasoline and therefore requires this country to import less oil from the Middle East. About half of Americans have either already purchased, 26% have already purchased a more fuel-efficient vehicle, and 24% are thinking about doing so.
Mr. Huber says the responses reflect the views of Americans of all stripes, from NASCAR racing fans to technophiles. But Charles Torito says consumers are not putting their money where their mouths are. The spokesman for the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers says the poll does not reflect what's actually selling.
In 2004, more than 58% of all vehicles sold in the United States were minivans, pickups, SUVs, and vans. And in all 50 states, consumers purchased more light trucks, those 4 categories of vehicles, than passenger cars in the year 2004.
Environmentalists have called on car makers to improve their vehicles' fuel efficiency. And 9 out of 10 people questioned by Opinion Research agreed on the importance of government action to mandate that. But it's a move Charles Torito says the automotive industry firmly opposes.
The fundamental problem with fuel economy regulations are is that they don't take into account what the consumer purchases. By setting an arbitrary fuel economy number, it makes it very difficult for manufacturers to produce the vehicles that consumers want most.
The U.S. Congress has also rejected higher fuel economy standards. But fuel economy can be an important marketing tool, according to John DiCicco, an automotive analyst for the group Environmental Defense. And he says the U.S. auto industry is making a mistake by ignoring it.
That is a very important message to both the automaker leadership as well as to the politicians, because the barrier of consumer disinterest that they've held up so often, that kind of barrier is falling away. And what that means is that there are some opportunities for leadership here that perhaps are not being seen and could be seen and really make a difference for the country.
It's likely that consumer interest in fuel-efficient vehicles will continue to grow, as the price of gas is expected to increase during the summer months when Americans typically drive the most. How that plays out on the assembly line and in the showroom remains to be seen. I'm Roseanne Skirbel.